The question was asked, we know there are four levels of interpretation, Pshat, Remez, Drush, Sod. When we see a verse in Torah or in Tanakh, how do we know if that verse is Pshat, Remez, Drush, or Sod? Which level of interpretation? So our assumption is that most verses have all four levels. We assume that there are four levels of interpretation to most verses. Then you have verses where Rambam writes, this verse obviously doesn't have a pshat. This verse is an allusion. Don't take this verse literally. The verse does not mean anything literally. That's a misunderstanding, the literal interpretation of the verse. But that's the exception. So sometimes logic dictates it, and sometimes we have a tradition. This verse is not to be taken literally. An eye for an eye. So our tradition is that's not literal. Saying, so we have verses. It says, if a woman grabs a man by his private parts, cut off her hand. So our tradition is, you don't cut off her hand. We have a tradition that that verse should not be taken literally. So our tradition sometimes tells us that we don't apply pshat, we don't apply that. However, even where we don't apply pshat, we very often find that the pshat taught us a concept. Very often, even when the tradition is that the interpretation of the verse is not to be taken literally, nonetheless, the literal verse does teach you a concept. And that the Maharal expands upon in the beginning of his work, Be'er HaGula, where Maharal speaks about the concept of asmachta, that sometimes we take a concept in a verse and we say, yes, that's not our tradition how to interpret the verse, however, the fact that the verse was worded this way did teach you a concept. So, even though our tradition will sometimes tell us not to interpret it literally, however, there is still usually a residual, there is something left over from the pshat that we do gain from. We do learn some wisdom from it. So our assumption again is that most verses have all four levels. There are times where logic dictates that this cannot mean literally, and there are times that our tradition tells us don't translate this literally. Those are the exception, and even there, sometimes there's still something we get from the pshat.